What was that? You don't understand the math exercises? Can I take a look at it? Yeah, those are very complicated. I don't know if I get them either. I'm sorry, I think you're going to have to ask Google, or maybe a classmate that follows the same course as you, because I don't get it either. Maths is not my strongest subject either. It's science, though, and of course science does come with maths. It's still a bit different. I suggest you take a break or something. Yeah, it might be good for you to take a little break. Huh? What am I writing? Nothing. my thesis. I know it's not nothing, but I don't know. I've been writing on it for so long now, and I still don't think the subject itself is really worth writing about, because I'm not even sure if what I'm trying to write something about has actually been proven. So I might have just actually wasted all my time on trying to prove something that doesn't even exist. But I can tell you're curious. Would you like me to talk about it? Come here. Come here. Come have a look at my laptop. It's super hard to explain. Just here. Have my laptop and read this page. Yeah. I knew you would pull those faces. I've shown it to other people and they all think it's just crazy. But I don't know, I still kinda somewhere believe that. I don't know. Yeah, so basically it's hypnosis and me trying to prove it is possible to mind control someone, but I'm not really confident about it. Do you maybe want me to explain it to you? Okay. So how it works is basically essential oils. Oils that have a very distinct smell that will be connected to a certain memory of the person who smells it. And that way they kind of snap into a certain mindset where they are just out of it. No thoughts, just nada. Brain dead. And then whoever wants to control them can basically make them do whatever they want. But again, it's not proven. It's all theory that I came up with, so there's not even experiments to really back it up. I still have to do it myself. But I don't think I'm going to find someone willing to let me experiment on them. It's just a bit too crazy. And unless, of course, that you would wanna... Really? You do? Okay, then. If you really wanna help, that... I mean, you're taking a break now anyways. Shall I whip out the oils? Okay. Let's see. I got rosemary and roses, and I got a field full of blossoms. I got honeydew, I got ocean, and I got oak forest, and I got... Oak forest? You think you want to try that one? Oh, hold on. We're not there yet. First, I have to explain how it works. I mean, how we actually would do stuff. You know? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But if you're willing to, continue with this, then, first of all, let's get you comfortable. Come and sit on the carpet here. Right in front of me. There you are. Are you still sure about this? Okay. No, I'm just excited. I've kind of been waiting for this opportunity for months. I just really hope it works. So, I'm going to make you feel super relaxed. Maybe give you a little massage. Give me your hands. Okay. Open them like this. Yeah. Good job. Now, before we actually get started, I'll just massage your hands a bit so they're nice and relaxed, and so are you. That way, things should go more smoothly. Are you comfortable? Okay. Before we begin the hypnosis, I have to ask you, is it okay if I ask you some questions that are a bit more embarrassing and you would normally really not want to respond on? That way I can truly know if I have you under my control. You agree? Okay, I promise I'm not going to tell anyone your secrets. Just, it's all in the name of experimentation. Huh? What? I can do whatever I want with you while you're under. Okay. Noted. But, do you mean absolutely anything? Oh. Okay then. I think that's it. Yeah, we discussed everything we need to. And now, I would like to really try and put you on there. So, I do have the full rights and permission to experiment on you as far as I seem fit, right? Okay. Oak Woodlands, was it? Yeah. Be very careful. Okay. You're going to close your eyes? Uh-huh. Now, don't think of anything at all. I want you to clear your mind completely. Go ahead. Take a very deep breath in through your nose. Okay. So, is it working? Hello? Whoa. Are you okay? Fuck. It's actually working. Hey, are you okay? Your head feels fuzzy? That's normal. You should be feeling all kinds of funny tingling thingies in your brain. And you should not be seeing anything. Kinda like you're... Yeah, you really seem out of it. Whoa. Hey, I think we can get started. I need you to nod for me if you are registering what I'm saying to you. Okay, I will now be asking you questions. Very intimate questions, and you're going to respond with an honest reaction, okay? You are answering anything I ask. Do you understand? Okay. Who is your crush right now? If you have one, of course. Maybe you don't. Oh, wait, do you mean me? 'Cause that's my name. Oh, thank you for your honesty. Next question. A really embarrassing one. Let's see. I got it. When is the last time you masturbated? Thank you for telling me. Now, were you thinking of someone while you were masturbating? Oh, and could that someone be your crush? So, you were thinking of me when you were masturbating? I see. Thank you for your honesty again. So, you feel sexually attracted to me? And also romantically? Can't believe you're opening up like this. You're just an open book. If I were you, nobody could get that information out of me. But then again, you're hypnotized, aren't you? Just a foggy head, brain dead puppy, for me to control. If you think about it, I got all the power in the world right now over you. This is so fucking cool. Let's see. Maybe instead of questions, I could make you do stuff. Yeah. Okay, let's see. I want you to come and sit on my lap. Whoa. Hi there, you little brain dead puppy. You're such a little meathead, aren't you? Such a subby little mind controlled puppet. Oh, you're so cute. I wonder what else I can make you do. I wonder what I can make you do to me. No, maybe I shouldn't. Technically, you're not giving consent. That's kind of messed up. But then again, you are attracted to me, and I am your crush. I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I. It would save you the embarrassment if you didn't even know about it. It would save me the embarrassment. No, I can't think like that. You're not in the right headspace. I shouldn't take advantage over you. But then again, you're so cute like this. My little experiment. My submissive little brain dead toy. Alright, let's continue. First of all, before we get into some more extreme stuff, I want to establish our relationship. You realize that you are mine. I own you. And I got all the control over you. I can make you do whatever I want. I am your master. Do you understand? Okay. I want you to kiss me. That's how I'll know. That's how I'll know if this is actually working. Go ahead. Oh, you're actually doing it. This confirms it. Everything. All my theories, it's working. You really are hypnotized completely, aren't you? Nothing in there. Just brain dead. both thoughts and empty. I just realized something else. Why am I nervous? I shouldn't be nervous. I own you. You're completely mine. And you're not even aware of it. I can actually make you do anything. I know I shouldn't let the power get to my head, but this is kind of exciting. Alright. My brain that puppy, what's something else I can make you do? Let's see. I want you to take off my shirt. You're actually doing it. Oh fuck, I'm gonna have fun with you. Good job. Now, kiss my chest. Gently. Now, put your arms around me. And kiss me on my lips again. I know I shouldn't, but I don't think I can resist taking advantage of you like this. You're just too cute. Okay, now take off your shirt. In fact, take off all of your clothes. Strip for me, little brain that puppy. Okay, now help me with my clothes. All of them. Wait, leave the boxers on. Okay, let me just get up real quick. Now, on your knees, little doggy. I want you to touch my bulge. Yeah, rub it. Put your hand on it and... Okay, good job. So deep on there. No thoughts whatsoever. Okay. Now, lick my bulge. Just lick the cloth. Make it wet. I can do whatever I want to you. You're my little sex slave now. Okay, pull down my underwear. You see that big cock in front of you? Why don't you suck it? Come on. Your master commands you to suck his dick. Fuck, you're actually sucking me off right now. Oh, fuck. This is all really registering for me right now. You're actually my toy. I can make you do whatever I want. Okay, deep throat me. Come on, take my cock deep into your throat. Make me feel good for you. You're so cute. My little brain dead puppy. Okay. Suck me off and cut my balls. Yeah. Use your hands too. Oh fuck. This is really hard. You're making me feel so good too. Hey, Look at me. I want you to make eye contact, my little puppy. Wait, your eyes. How am I just noticing now? They're heart-shaped. How are your irises heart-shaped? Wow. I have to remember to write this down later. That means you're actually really enjoying yourself, aren't you? Yeah. You like sucking me off. Yes, you do. You're enjoying this as much as I do. And you're not even aware of what you're doing. Okay. Now, do your best to make me come. And then swallow my load. Okay? You're going to make me come inside your mouth. Finish me off with your tongue. Come on. Close. I'm so close. Okay. Yeah. Here it comes, my little pet. Good job, my little brain dead pet. You swallowed it and gulped it all down. So cute. Okay. Now come and join me on the bed. We're taking this even further. Sit on top of my cock. Okay. Turn around for me. Let me take a closer look at that breathable little fuckhole of yours. I'm going to finger you now for a bit. Is that okay, my pet? And you're going to just enjoy this, okay? I'll grab some lube. Just relax, okay? My brain dead pet. Esther's gonna make you feel good. So warm. So wet for me. You're so tight, my little pet. I really shouldn't. But I don't think I can resist. I just need to fuck you. Yeah. I need to breed you or you're this vulnerable. Gotta take the opportunity to see how far I can push you. In the name of science, of course. I hope you understand. Okay. Come and sit on top of my dick. Come on. Let it slip in and ride me, my little pet. There you go. Put it in. And write it. Good job. Slow now. Steady. We wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. I'm quite big. I don't want you waking up from the hypnosis in pain. You're doing such a good job. Making Master feel so good. Okay. Try to take it a bit further. More. Come on, you can do it. Okay. I'm inside you completely. Fuck. Okay. Now, you're gonna start riding me. Good job. Good job. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. You feel amazing. Such good, good pet. You're so cute riding my dick. Oh, are you having fun? Seems that way. I want you to whimper for me. Come on, don't hold back. Let me know how good that cock feels. You're doing such a good job. I never expected I could go this far with you. And you're not even aware of what you're doing to me, what I'm doing to you. I just hope you could forgive me for taking advantage of you like this. But I'm sure you would. I'm sure deep down, this is exactly what you wanted to do with me as well. You've practically confessed that you're sexually attracted to me, and you're masturbating thinking of me. Well, I hope this is better than any of your toy. You're the best toy I've ever had. Kiss me while you ride me. So close. Going. Inside you. I shouldn't have done that. Fuck. But that felt so good. Okay, let's get you dressed again. You did such a good job. My brain dead puppy. I'm gonna miss having you like this, but I don't want to keep you under any longer. Come on, let's get you back into your underwear. Help me with my pants as well. Good job. Here. Some head pads. Because you did such a good job. Okay. I think it's time to bring you back. You have been an amazing test subject. The best I could have ever wished for. Here, smell this again. And you're back. Hi. How are you feeling? You feel good? Really calm. Okay, that's good. But, how are you really feeling? You feel relieved. Yeah, that could be the case. Do you feel good? What? You feel strangely close to me. Oh, maybe you just trust me completely. Maybe this experience has made you realize that you could tell me anything, basically. Oh, yeah. You did tell me everything. All your deepest and darkest secrets. Yeah. I know you like me. Trust me. I know. Listen, there's something I have to tell you. We went a bit beyond, questions. We did some kissing too. Yeah, and, well, remember how you said that I could do anything to you? I kinda... Oh, you're still hypnotized? Wait, no, I didn't ask you to kiss me. Wait, did you just kiss me for real? Wait. So, you don't mind me having taken advantage of you like that? Are you not mad at me? I was fully prepared to have you be so angry that I used you like that, but I couldn't limit myself not telling you. I'm glad you're taking it so well. After all, you did consent to me doing anything with you. Yeah, you writing me is part of that. Wait. Hold on. What did you just say? Yeah, you said writing me. How did you know that's what we did? How do you... Oh... Fuck. You were awake the whole time, weren't you? Why did you make me believe that I was... That's quite clever. So, I bet you liked it too then. Everything we did. You really got me. But then again, I kinda have to erase my whole thesis now. It's pretty much bullshit. Well, at least I got to do some lewd stuff with you. I really enjoyed myself, as you probably know. But I lost everything I've been working on now. Huh? What do you mean? I didn't lose everything. I gained something too? Like what? You? Oh. Yes. I would love to be your boyfriend. I can't believe you played me like that. But I have to say, that was a good move of yours. I'm quite happy with the outcome of this experiment. I got myself a little lover instead of a little pet. Huh? Oh. Yeah. I love you too. My brain dead pet.